Is America falling apart? And whose responsibility is it to fix? In Philadelphia, where an Amtrak train went off the rails, killing 7 passengers and injuring more than 200 people, one of the busiest train corridors in the nation is being assessed for safety. The National Transportation Safety Board says the train was traveling at more than 100 miles per hour, more than twice the speed limit on that stretch of track, which suggests that there was nothing wrong with the infrastructure. But slow 50-mile-per-hour tracks are a symbol of this country's backward rail technology in an era of bullet trains. There are also automatic braking systems, some that were even being considered for these Northeast Corridor tracks. Yesterday, a House committee even voted to cut Amtrak funding once again following the crash. Mayor Mick Cornett of Oklahoma City is part of a coalition of mayors urging Congress to increase spending on all kinds of transportation infrastructure, and he joins me now. Mayor Cornett, welcome to The Takeaway.
Good to be with you.
Now, you have joined this coalition, which includes your Democratic colleague here in the city of New York, Mayor de Blasio. What do you find in common with mayors whose political outlook you might not completely share?
Yeah, there aren't a whole lot of issues that Mayor de Blasio and I probably do agree on, but infrastructure is one of them. And we're finding a lot of collaboration, in members of Congress on both sides of the aisle. You know, being a mayor isn't necessarily a partisan position to begin with. You know, a lot of what we do are not partisan politics. But Mayor de Blasio and I both realize how important this is, and we've traveled enough to know that, America's falling behind, and the deferred maintenance that's building up inside of our cities is frightening. And, it's in a sense, it's a ticking time bomb for America.
And, this is the kind of thing that you learn from your dad, when you open his toolbox and he tells you, don't defer maintenance. Keep up on the maintenance or your bike or whatever it is going to fall apart. This is just the oldest rule in the book. Why does Congress keep getting this wrong?
Well, you're absolutely right. When I was a child, my mother was a school teacher, and every summer she'd have a project around the house. It might be to paint, or it might be to get new carpet. But she instilled in me this need to continue to invest in your house, because you can't do it all at once. You have to do a little bit at a time to keep your house up. And that's what America is not doing with its infrastructure. We're getting further and further behind. And the short-term fixes that Congress seems to be enamored with, an extension here and an extension there, doesn't give the state departments of transportation, any way of planning long-term. Our DOT will say, look, we can build it if we know the funding's going to be there. But these short-term fixes just aren't appropriate or helpful. We need a longer-term funding bill. Senator Inhofe, who's my senator and chairing the Transportation Committee, is pushing for a 6-year funding bill at some point this year.
In strategic terms, the highway system in the United States was funded for a long time, and I still think the strategy is there, although maybe not the funding right now, but was funded on an endowment strategy where you keep money in a trust fund, which is there for that maintenance when you need it. Why is that not the case for other infrastructure?
Well, one of the problems has become that as technology has improved and cars are driving more miles to the gallon, it is not allowing the trust fund to be funded in the manner that it needs to be. And so as new technologies come along, and of course you have people driving electric cars, they're not even buying gasoline. And so we're seeing these technologies improve, but the funding for infrastructure is not changing. And again, it's inevitable that it's going to have to. But at this point, changing the gas tax doesn't seem to be even something that Congress is willing to discuss. So right now, we're just talking about the length of a transportation bill and really not getting at the root cause of it that you're bringing up.
Would you support a strategic rail system between points in the United States to take some of the pressure off the highway system that communities like Oklahoma City rely on so much?
Well, absolutely, because, as our nation's highways get more and more crowded, I think our citizens are more and more interested in some sort of rail-based transportation, whether it's a streetcar or commuter rail or transportation between one city and another. I don't hear people in a single city saying they want less passenger rail. My city, in our same state, Tulsa, people here all want passenger rail if they don't have it, and if they do have it, they want more of it. And Congress doesn't seem to be listening to that. The funding that they're giving Amtrak, for instance, is woeful. And the infrastructure that Amtrak is moving those trains along is decades and decades old. And I've traveled a little bit overseas and in Europe and in Asia, and I've seen modern transportation systems. I've seen what modern trains look like, and they don't look like ours.
And you'd have the option of going to a Mavericks game on a bullet train between Oklahoma City and Dallas. I mean, there are all kinds of options right there in your neighborhood that would create all sorts of investment opportunities.
That's right. And investments in infrastructure translate into jobs and economic development. We talk a lot about, the lack of supporting a middle class in America, and that's indeed, an issue that we're continually trying to address. And indirectly, supporting infrastructure is supporting jobs in the United States. And a lot of those jobs are blue-collar that could be very, very helpful to our economy.
Now, you're a Republican, and I'm not going to get you to endorse the New Deal or anything, but there are people who have described that the word infrastructure is kind of wonky. It's boring. It's a sort of thing that doesn't get people's passions up, and that Works Progress Administration, the kinds of words that were used during the New Deal to rebuild America are much better sellers of the message. Would you say there's something wrong with this term infrastructure, that it keeps people from going, oh, boring infrastructure?
Well, and sometimes we think we should use the term, roads and bridges, but it means so many different things. It could even mean water infrastructure for a lot of communities. But keep in mind, we're traveling on roads and we're using water systems, many of which were designed and constructed in the 19th century, and that should scare everybody.
All right. Where would you like to travel on rail from Oklahoma City?
Well, I think that the best way to build a national network would be to get us to, larger metropolitan areas. So for us, that would be Dallas and for there, all points beyond. But
All right. But
you have to make it where it can compete with other forms of transportation.
He wants to buy a ticket to Dallas. Mick Cornett is the mayor of Oklahoma City. He recently wrote an op-ed about America's trains for the New York Times, co-written with New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, a Democrat. Mayor Cornett, thanks so much.
You bet.